producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. And, you know, Margaret's comment about learning English on the BBC. Actually, today is the day that the BBC started broadcasting in 1932.
Isn't that amazing how things, we just have a knack for tying things together on this show.
We do. We're just the knitters of the world.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Betsy Ross. You know, it also reminded me that I'm trying to remember where it was. I was someplace, and this woman with a very heavy Russian accent said something, you know, something like, she may have said hot damn or something like that, one of my sort of expressions that's not all that common. Mm-hmm. And I turned to her and I said, where did you learn that? And I think she recognized me. She said, oh, well, all the doctor's offices in Brighton Beach, which is a heavily Russian, or used to be a heavily Russian neighborhood, have your radio program on during the day. So we all learn English from listening to your radio program. And I thought, I'm single-handedly ruining the English language. Because I thought, first of all, I speak so quickly that people trying to learn the language from me is, you know, I try consciously to slow down my speech, but it's because I think part of it is, this is, you know, there's no script here, and I don't know what we're going to be talking about. So I have to think about it at the same time I'm talking about it, and I obviously have to think relatively quickly. But I mean, that's probably a rationalization because I've always spoken quickly. My grandmother said, you have the most perfect diction, which is very lucky, because if you didn't, no one would ever understand a word you said because you speak so quickly. And that was well before I was on the radio. But the idea of people actually learning English from me was kind of scary because I do speak such a vernacular English. But so Margaret in the BBC actually did much better. Okay, also in 1154, Henry II of England was crowned at Westminster.
All right.
And something that really resonates with Manny and myself. In 1924, the last Rolls-Royce Silver Ghost was sold in London.
Yeah,
I mean,
about that.
It was. Yeah. Have you ever ridden in a Rolls-Royce?
I have not. I've always been curious about, you know, riding in one. But
well, they are kind of. Yeah, the new ones don't do it very well. At one point, when you know, every once in a while in this country we go through the situation where the world is coming to an end, Henny Penny, and you know the stock market's going to crash and real estate's going to bottom out, and so the question is, you know, what are you going to do, gold or silver? And at one point, I knew a guy who owned a Rolls-Royce dealership. In fact, I think this may have been before I knew him. And at some point, I had read someplace, and this was like 25 years ago, that Rolls-Royces held their value better than anything, better than gold or silver or anything. And so I didn't have much money. I was a poor, starving graduate student. But I thought, if I converted everything I owned and bought a Rolls-Royce, that maybe that would be a good idea. I was on a beach, I think, in Mexico when this thought came, and there were no margaritas involved, I promise. And I had sort of thought about this, and then you start pricing Rolls-Royces and realize you're not the only person who's had that theory. I told you that was my at one point the one of the six original ruby red slippers from the Wizard of Oz were going to be auctioned off at Sotheby's.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend and I were each going to put in $5,000, which, you know, I don't know where either of us was going to get $5,000, and buy a pair, and each of us was going to have a shoe. And so those shoes that we were going to bid on for our masterful $10,000 went for something like $3.5 million, something like that. So I have all these great ideas that are completely unrealistic. But I actually do have a friend who owned a Rolls-Royce dealership, and that thump is really great. The new ones don't do much for me, but the old ones are just gorgeous, and you really do feel like somebody very special in them. And they're big, heavy cars.
So yeah, they're huge. Right.
Yeah, they're great. There's somebody around here in a parking garage who has his, and apparently they steal the, you know, the what's it called? It's not the head thing. The, you know, the little icon that's on the the grill.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I think it's Winged Victory, isn't it? I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
that's
perhaps.
I think that. Yeah. All right. We could Google that. 1941, Adolf Hitler became commander-in-chief of the German army. Hmm. A chilling thought.
Yeah.
1956, iron-born physician John Bodkin Adams arrested in connection with the suspicious death of more than 160 patients. Hmm. He's convicted only of minor charges. Did you know anything about that one?
I did not know that. I figured maybe you knew a little something about that. Maybe
there's something about it, but I don't. When he was Irish-born. I wonder if that's in the United States that it actually occurred. He looks. The picture, of course, pictures always look weird once you realize that they're. He was a general practitioner, convicted fraudster, and suspected serial killer. Between 1946 and 1956, more than 160 of his patients died in suspicious circumstances.
160.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
In 10 years, that's 16 a year.
And he only
that's one and a half a month.
And he's only 100.
Wait, it gets better. It gets better.
Okay.
Or worse. 132 left him money or items in their wills.
Oh, goodness.
He was tried and acquitted for the murder of one patient in 1957. Another count of murder was withdrawn by the prosecution and what was later described as an abusive process by the presiding judge, causing questions to be asked in Parliament about the prosecution's handling of events. It was featured in headlines around the world. So this was in 1956 and 57, which is probably why neither of us knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was described as one of the greatest murder trials of all times and murder trial of the century.
Wow.
It was described as unique because, in the words of the judge, the act of murder had to be proved by expert advice or expert evidence.
Mm-hmm.
It had several important legal implications. It established a doctrine of double effect, whereby a doctor giving treatment with the aim of relieving pain may, as an unintentional result, shorten life. Huh. Secondly, because of the publicity surrounding the committal hearing, the law was changed to allow a defendant to ask for such hearings to be held in private. Huh. Finally, though a defendant had never been required to give evidence in his own defense, the judge underlined in his summing up that no prejudice should be attached by the jury by him not doing so. Well, that we know about. The case and the inability to convict him of murder is also known for widely suspected political interference from Sir Ronald Gwynn, ex-Attorney General Hartley Sawcross, and members of the Harold Macmillan government. He was found guilty in a subsequent trial of 13 offenses of prescription fraud, lying on cremation forms, obstructing a police search, and failing to keep a dangerous drug register. He was removed from the medical register in 1957 and reinstated.
What?
Reinstated 4 years
what?
Later.
Wait, four months later or 4 years later?
4 years,
four
later,
years later,
1961.
Wow.
Still, 160 unexplained deaths.
How could they just... With all that, I mean,
I don't know.
All that suspicion, I mean, how do you?
They said the files on the case were initially closed to the public for 75 years, which would be 2033. However, special permission was given in 2003 to reopen the files.
Unbelievable.
Folks, write this down. John Bodkin Adams, and don't use him for your general practitioner. That's a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, well, it actually says, his Wikipedia says he passed away in 1983, so...
Yeah, you can't actually find him anymore.
But, man, that's... Wow. I can't believe they reinstated him. That's...
Well, they said two failed applications, so... I wonder what it takes to actually be turned down for a third time.
Right. Yeah.
1972, the Apollo program, the last manned lunar flight, Apollo 17, was crewed by Eugene Cernan, Ron Evans, and Harrison Schmitt, returns to Earth.
Yep. I think we actually talked about that the other day, because the other day was the anniversary of it landing on the moon, I think.
Yep.
Actually.
Yep.
This is it.
Well, I had to come back.
Yeah.
74, Rockefeller was sworn in as Vice President of the United States under Gerald Ford.
Mm-hmm.
1998, Bill Clinton was impeached. So this is a pretty political day.
Yeah, absolutely.
All righty. So the Patrick, who was my source yesterday of my of the conspiracy theory about Sony, that story just will not go away. And he actually called to say that I called him David and his name is Patrick. So, but he's right. I'm just trying to I was trying to cover his identity in case the feds were listening. I made that up. It was just a mistake. All right. And we've got new information about Team America, which was supposed to replace the interview. Stay tuned. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. Just call me with it, whatever it is that's on your mind, and we'll talk about it. With the holidays coming up, there are all sorts of issues about I think Doug's question to me yesterday morning is, what do you gift a spouse? And I said, for women, nothing that goes into the kitchen. No appliances. Could do those in the white sales after Christmas. But they can be sentimental. They can be memorable. But the I think that a gift should reflect the donor as well as the recipient, which is why I'm not particularly in favor of lists. But that's just me. I'm sentimental. Catherine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I've listened to your show a lot, and I want to let you know that I really appreciate all the advice you give out, because it's great advice.
Thank you.
Also, my question to you today is, how do I handle a situation with my ex-boyfriend? He and I met through his sisters, and I was friends with his sisters for 2 or so years before I even met him. And now we've broken up, and I've asked him not to contact me because I need to get over him, and I want to, you know, you can't really do that when you're continually in contact with someone.
Right.
And his response is, if you cut off all contact with me, do not come to, because his sisters have sons and daughters, and I go to their birthday parties. And his response is, don't come to any of the birthday parties, or else, basically saying that he'll, because I tend to be an emotional person, and he said to me that there were things he would do to make me feel uncomfortable.
Wow.
I don't know how to handle it. Yeah.
All right, let me get a little background on Mr. Charm School graduate here. How old are you, Catherine?
I'm 25 and he's 32.
Okay. How long were you together?
We were together at first for about 4 months, broke up, got back together, and then we're together for about a year and a half. So altogether about 2 years almost.
How long you been apart?
We separated 2 days after Election Day, so November 6th.
Okay, so you've been apart about 6 weeks.
Yes.
Why this time did you break up? Whose idea was it? Yours? It sounds like it was yours.
Well, it had been my idea for a while, but we were living together at the time, and until recently I found another place to go. So
okay.
We ended up getting into a fight. I was going to try and make it through the holidays with him, but we ended up getting into a fight, and he said, don't come back, get your stuff while I'm not there, and that's what happened.
Okay. What was the cause? Why did you want out? What was not working?
Well, I have self-esteem issues. I'm willing to admit that. I have stuff I need to work on myself, but he's also an alcoholic, so I can't have a relationship with him being that way.
Okay. Okay. If he stopped drinking, would you be interested in a relationship or not?
Absolutely.
Okay. Did you tell him that?
Yes, I've told him that.
Okay. Here's what I would do if I were you. It sounds to me that there's still a lot of passion in this relationship. It may not be a very comfortable passion, but it's nonetheless. And to a certain extent, that's probably, it's a little difficult to deal with right now. But for the future, if the two of you are ever to get back together, I think it's much easier to convert the fury into something positive as opposed to feeling absolutely nothing about each other. So what I would do right now is sort of have in your mind, and you can certainly communicate it to him and to your to his sister, that 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 his sobriety is more important to you and should be more important to him than the relationship, and you would certainly be very willing, if he's interested, after he has a year of sobriety under his belt, to revisit the relationship. I would tell him that first before I would tell his sister, and I'll tell you why in a minute as we go along. So he has the sense that this isn't never, this is not right now, that, you know, I can't. That we're old enough now to begin to think about, we lived with each other for a while, we've been together, we've been apart, I need to work on myself, but I need to know going forward that you have your drinking under control, and that means at least a year of sobriety so that both of us don't have to worry about it. And then I think what you can say to his sister is, I love you dearly, I miss you, but I don't want to be at family functions where he's around because I think it's giving him a mixed message. I'm not going to know how to be around him. If we're friendly to each other, does he think that that means he should come back? I don't want to have to sort of see him drinking or not drinking. So for family functions, I need for you to take me off the list, which doesn't mean that I can't see you privately, as long as you and I have the ground rule that we don't talk about him. I won't ask about him. Of course, I want to know, but I think he's just going to have to be off the table between the two of us, because if we're to be back together, I don't want him to feel that I was spying on him or that you were spying on him during the time we were apart. And if we're not to get back together, I need the space to kind of heal from this. So I'd love to see you. I'd love to see your daughter. I just can't do it at family functions for the next year or for the foreseeable future. After a year, if he's not clean and sober, I think he will have moved on and you will have moved on. If he is clean and sober, then the two of you need have the opportunity at least to see if either of you are interested in a relationship. But given the reality that if she's really a good friend, and it sounds like she is, that you'll be able to pick that up and she'll understand that it really puts her in a compromising position, you in a compromising position, and him in a very uncomfortable position to have you at family events. And the fact that he's threatening you, I think he's probably as frightened about that as you were uncomfortable. Give him the space to see if he can't find his way. And if he feels that you've made him stop drinking, he's not going to stop drinking. If this is a decision he comes to on his own, then there's some possibility. So I would just gently, as much as possible, say to him, you absolutely understand his concern, that you're going to go and light candles and hope that a year from now the two of you will be sitting down and having a glass of club soda together and talking about whether or not either of you are interested in revisiting the relationship, because he's been clean and sober for a year. And that maybe you can do Christmas next year with his family, depending on where he is and where you are and where his sister is. And then explain it to her, but explain it to him first.
Okay. Well, I will say he has advised me that, well, he's stated to me in the past that he doesn't foresee himself ever going completely dry.
Look, he may not view himself as an alcoholic. He may not view himself as having a problem with alcohol, but you do. And so that's part of the issue of the relationship, and that either the two of you will share that worldview and he'll do something about it, or you share that worldview and he won't do anything about it, or you won't share the worldview. If you don't share the worldview, you've got no place to go in this relationship. But a year from now, it won't make any difference. Or it'll make a lot less difference.
Okay. Now, I have a little bit more of a question.
Okay.
On my part, in the future, if I do see him and he's with someone else, I'm just worried about how I would react.
Well, it'll feel terrible. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about it. And that's the problem about loving somebody and not having given up on them yet. I mean, it is a problem. Let me put you on hold. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimplySafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimplySafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com right now. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Catherine, who has, again, not an uncommon issue in that she and her boyfriend of a couple of years really called it quits in the last couple of weeks. And so what happens about the holidays? And the complication is that Catherine was friends with her ex's sister. Before she knew him, and he's now saying, well, what is it be threatening? What's he going to do if you show up at a holiday function? Do you know what he's threatening?
We had made an agreement that if we did see each other, or if we knew we were going to be in the same vicinity, that we wouldn't bring other people who might be our significant other, but now he's saying that's off the table. That's what he's threatening to do.
Okay, so the way he's, if you show up at a family Christmas thing, he's gonna, how would he know ahead of time?
He would probably end up hearing it from his sisters. It's a very large family, so it gets
okay, so if you show up, he's going to show up with a date.
But basically, and he also said something to the effect of, since, you know, I do tend to be emotional, he said that, you know, he would maybe stay or act a certain way towards me that would make him, that would make me react. You know, negatively end up with me getting upset and having...
Well, but Catherine, all right, look, first of all right, what have we learned from this? That he's as nervous about running into you as you are about running into him, all right? Because otherwise you don't make threats about things you don't care about. So he's worried about it as well. And that's an interesting and potentially positive sign. I wouldn't necessarily... you know, pick out my bridesmaids' dresses yet, but I think it is. It's a statement that in his own somewhat childish, it's my ball, I'm going to take it home. Way he's saying he's as worried about the confrontation as you are. Not even confrontation, about a situation where you would bump into each other. Number one. Number two. Look, what you have to do, this is not about him at this moment. This is about where you're putting your head. And what you need to understand in your gut as well as your head, and your head as well as your gut, is he's not a viable mate at this moment. He's drunk.
Right.
So it doesn't make any difference if he shows up with Angelina Jolie and Taylor Swift. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. He's not viable right now, so it doesn't make any difference what he does. And you just have to remind yourself that you're not playing for the short term. You're not playing for Christmas 2014. You may not even be playing for Christmas 2015, but you're certainly not playing for Valentine's Day, anything in the near future. So it doesn't make any difference if he shows up drunk or sober or looking great or looking terrible. And does that mean that your heart won't do a little lurch? No, probably not. It will. But so what? What you can remind yourself is, I've always been attracted to him. I've always thought he was great. I do hope that this will work out. But he's off. You know, when you see him, when you think about him, you have to superimpose a skull and crossbone on him. He's poison right now. He's poison for himself and he's poison for you. So it doesn't make any difference. If you run into him, is it going to feel uncomfortable? Yeah. Are you going to survive it? Absolutely. Because you're going to remind yourself, it doesn't make any difference. It's just like stubbing your toe. It's not fatal, it's uncomfortable, and that's all. But I do think it's important to build that kind of cordon sanitaire, that little no man's zone with his family for right now, because it's going to be gossip. And if the two of you are going to be together, you don't need any nonsense in the interim. You don't need people taking sides, because those sides that they take won't evaporate if the two of you get together, and they won't evaporate if the two of you stay apart. So you don't want the family involved right now. You don't want anybody involved, and you're just going to explain to your friend that you know, you'll talk with her, you can have lunch with her in January, that you'll miss her, that you guys can even have a delayed Christmas, but that you really need that break and you don't want to divide her loyalty. And she'll be appreciative of it. And if the two of you get, if you and the boyfriend get back together, you will have acted in a very classy way. If the two of you don't get back together, you will have bought yourself some breathing room so a year from now you can go to a Christmas party. So either way you look at it, you just need to keep yourself out of harm's way. And if you run into him, you just remind yourself you can smile sweetly and be charming and polite. And that's all you have to be. Because look, if you're 25 years old, you must have a couple of old boyfriends littering the landscape. And certainly right after the breakup, especially when we're still hoping that something will work out, all of us sort of creep around corners thinking, oh my gosh, what if I run into him? And I know if I run into him, I'll look awful. I'll have my hair up in rollers or something, or, you know, and I look terrific today. Maybe it'd be great if I ran into him. And I mean, all of us have those fantasies. They just don't mean anything. They're just us kind of working out the end of one chapter, and we don't know where the next chapter is going to begin or with whom or who the characters are going to be. So you're okay. But I think for this Christmas, you stay away from his family, or at least on family gatherings.
understand. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy. I really appreciate all your help.
You're welcome. Catherine, go find something to do for yourself. Go find, I mean, I had a friend who on Valentine's Day used to go and rent Charles Bronson movies and root for the bad guys. And just go feed the homeless or go, you know, play with somebody else's kids. Just keep yourself out of harm's way. And you've got Christmas Day, basically, and then you've got New Year's Eve, which a lot of people hate anyway, and then you'll be okay. All right? And just remind yourself that this isn't the guy for right now. That whether he's the long-term guy, you just can't tell at this moment. And you want to set things up so if he is the right guy, you haven't trashed anything. And if he's not the right guy, you've begun to be in a place where the right guy will come along.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Catherine. Yeah, I know. Holidays bring out all this kind of stuff for everybody. So, all right, speaking of holidays, I actually, and this goes with my theme of my Martha Stewart, bringing out my inner Martha Stewart. So I was at the last event, the last movie event that I think I have to do for the year. And in fact, in the next, I sent it off to Shane today. So I think today or tomorrow, my list of my 10 best movies and actors and stuff and documentaries and foreign films and animation will be up. And I'll tell you. What the number one is. Most of you I've already told, but I'll do that. And we'll do our list after the first of the year when you've seen some of the movies, because a lot of them don't open until Christmas Day or New Year's Day. So this was my last event. It was at HBO. And it was for a movie that I didn't realize until after I got there that I thought I'd seen. It was a documentary called The Case Against Proposition 8. Proposition 8, for those of you who are a little unaware, was the proposition that was passed in California after gay marriage was ratified in California, and then it repealed it. So this was, and I could have sworn I'd seen it. It turns out there was another documentary about the same thing, which I had seen. But they had a party. They didn't call it a party, they called it a reception. And my basic rule of thumb is if you've eaten somebody's turkey meatballs, you have to sit still for their, you have to go, you have to watch their documentary. It's just, you know, one of my little rules of life. But, you know, this time of year, seeing a movie twice when I still have a couple that I have to go through of, you know, sort of obscure ones just so I've seen them. So they had little turkey, they had sliders, they weren't really meatballs, little turkey sliders. Sliders had become the new, I don't know, pate or something. And at one point they were okay, but they had this sort of ketchup-y thing, and I actually kind of like ketchup, so the ketchup was fantastic. I know, you could say, well, what about ketchup can be fantastic? This was the best stuff you'd ever tasted. So I went over to the caterer, who I thought was actually... I'd actually talked with her before because I asked her where the ladies' room was and she didn't know. And she was losing her voice. So talking with the caterer was kind of a challenge at this moment. And I said, where did you get that sauce? And so she wrote it out for me. And maybe you guys have heard about it. It's called sriracha sauce. Have you ever heard about it, Manny? Are you a hot sauce person?
I am, but I've never heard of sriracha.
All right, let me spell it for you because it's spelled S-R-I, like Sri, like mm-hmm. Sri Lanka.
Okay.
S-R-I-R-A-C-H-A. And it actually is a hot sauce or chili sauce made from the paste of chili peppers, distilled vinegar, garlic, sugar, and salt, which is what all of them are made from.
Yeah.
It comes from the Chonburi province of Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
And it is fantastic. I mean, it's a little sweet. It's a little, I mean, and it's not burn the top of your mouth. I suppose you could mix it in whatever proportions you want. So I went, they didn't have it in the grocery store that I was at. So I sort of looked at it online. But it's S-R-I-R-A-C-H-A. So if you want to have a fantastic thing, I mean, it was great on, it'd be great on meatloaf or hamburgers or anything else. It's really delish.
Okay.
So that's my Martha Stewart moment.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, yeah. And it's if you go to Amazon, they have some of it's used. I don't know what a used bottle of hot sauce
I'm not sure I want to touch used hot sauce.
I don't think so.
I get that it's the foundation is, you know, the peppers.
Well,
and
especially where it's got sugar in it. Yeah, it's got sugar in it. I mean, you're talking about breeding ground for bacteria.
Right.
Right, I'll tell you about Team America in the return. 855-99 Dr. Joy and Dr. Joy Brown.
Thank you. Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. What did I just do with that article? There we go. All right, so if you've been following the Sony thing, it's actually, it's a story that won't go away. I mean, it's just, and I they're now talking about firing Amy Pascal, and that there more and more Patrick's theory, I think, is being sort of borne out, that this probably has almost nothing to do with North Korea and everything to do with a coup at Sony. But anyway, so the theaters were, as probably most of you know, that theater, the big five theaters, the theater companies in America, basically sign contracts with the distributors that they will take certain movies, right? And so the interview is supposed to open at a lot of theaters. That's how they can tell you ahead of time that it's going to open at 3,400 theaters or something, because they have the contracts. And so the idea was supposed to open on Christmas Day. Then the hacker thing happened, and so and then the threats from the hackers were, if it opens, that, you know, you're going to be sorry, you know, September 11th. And so Amy Pascal said, okay, well, you don't have to do it anymore. And so most of them said no, and then they decided to just pull it. Trust me, it'll be reissued at some point. I mean, it's a little movie. I mean, it's a little silly movie. All right, but the story was that they were going to replace it with Team America, which, of course, is the same. It's the same plot, more or less. Yeah,
it's pretty much the same. Pretty much the same movie, except it's, you know,
well, one's puppets, yeah,
right.
And one uses Kim Jong Un's father, Kim Jong Il, as a singing marionette. Okay, but it's basically it's called Team America: World Police.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they're now saying Paramount Pictures has ordered them not to show it. According to three movie theaters, Paramount's not saying anything. There's a history here. I mean, this story, with all the things to worry about, geez. In 2004, North Korea demanded Team America be banned in the Czech Republic. It harms the image of our country, a North Korean diplomat said then. Such behavior is not part of our country's political culture. Therefore, we want the film to be banned. Obviously, it's absurd to demand that in a democratic country, a spokesperson for the Czech's foreign ministry said at the time. This time, the North Koreans didn't ask nicely. In July, a North Korean diplomat told the UN that the interview should be regarded as the most undisguised sponsoring of terrorism, as well as an act of war.
Oh, goodness.
It's a movie. It's a silly, stupid movie.
It's a comedy, for goodness sake.
Yeah, it's not even very funny, but nevertheless. Sony emails unearthed by the Daily Beast this week show the studio screened a rough cut and its face-melting assassination scene for two U.S. State Department officials who apparently blessed it. There's actually an article, an interview, I think, in... I'm trying to think where it was. It's in the Hollywood Reporter, I think, that said that Amy Pascal called up Seth Rogen and said, you know, the assassination scene is too violent. Could you tone it down? So he said that fewer chunks of his head would be... The whole thing. I mean, it's not a very good movie, folks. I mean, it's silly. And Seth Rogen, as I said, wrote it, directed it, and stars in it. And it has more to do with his potty habits than anything else. I mean, there's this whole long, involved, stupid thing where he's hiding a missile where the sun don't shine, and we're supposed to find this enormously clever and funny. So, I mean, it's not a very political movie. I mean, it does sort of talk about North Korea and the sort of the dictatorship and whatever. But, I mean, in the context of a guy sticking a missile where the sun don't shine, I mean, please. So, this is the story that simply will not go away. And now it's getting... Now, George Clooney has weighed in. He says Hollywood are cowards. They ran for the hills rather than sign his petition to stand behind the embattled studio. He circulated a petition last week to support Sony Pictures in not succumbing to hacker threats, but no one signed out of fear. No one. The media played the fiddle while Rome burned. Hedging over North Korea's involvement. With just a little bit of work, you could have found out that it wasn't just probably North Korea, it was North Korea. I will never know.
Right.
Here we're talking about an actual country deciding what content we're going to have. We cannot be told we can't see something by Kim Jong-un of all. And he used the F-bomb people. All right, so that's George, who apparently is back from his honeymoon in order to circulate petitions. The hackers, now are saying that there's more than one hacker, are saying that Sony was wise to pull the film. If this was an important film, I could get more behind it.
Oh, man.
And the FBI is now saying, no, North Korea did hack Sony. To a certain extent, it's not only that you don't believe anybody, it's that, I think this is a story that's just going to wear itself out.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're hopefully already to that point. Although I must say, when I was waiting to get into the HBO thing last night, HBO is awful about letting people in on time. But nevertheless, people were saying, what are people talking about in your program? And so I told them about this, and they all went along with Patrick's theory because it answers many more of the questions than anybody else's theory. So Patrick was our icon yesterday. He was the one who called up and said, this has nothing to do with North Korea. Because my comment has always been, if you're North Korea, why would you bother messing with Sony? You're hacking the Pentagon.
Right.
Right? And who cares about Sony employees' social security numbers? I mean, what are you talking about here?
Yeah, what are you gaining out of...
Yeah, the whole thing is a little silly.
Yeah.
And Patrick's point was, look, if it's North Korea, why wouldn't you take credit for it? It's not like we're going to break off trade relations with them. We don't have trade relations with them.
Right.
So it's not like, we're our best friends and they kind of gossip behind our back or dated our best friend. So I thought his theory sort of worked a lot better.
Yeah. It's just
all right. So I think we're bored with this story. So we have another hour to go. As I said, I gave it to Shane, so hopefully it'll be posted today, of the top 10 movies, 5 documentaries, 5, I didn't do editors and stuff like that because I figured, I'll vote on them, but I figure that that's not something, if you want to, we can put that category up, or you guys can put the category up. I put actor, actress, supporting, documentary. I think I didn't put a best picture. I did animation. I don't think I even did best director. I suppose I could do that. I'm director. Who cares who directed? You either liked the movie or didn't.
Right.
You can tell I'm getting a little movied out. So, and we've got an email that we need to take care of.
Yep.
We have a question to take care of, and we have another hour to go. So if there's something that's coming up in the near future, since we are now in countdown phase, this is the last weekend before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so if there's something on your mind that you would like to chat with me about, all you have to do is give a holler, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.